previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
A raft of trading updates this week ahead of the September results season, and one company close to home is the Spar Group. Local sales were up a modest 3.5% compared to the 9% growth in 2023. Booze sales are strong, up 11%, but the international business in Ireland, England and Switzerland are dragging the numbers down. Spar announced the exit from its Polish business a month or so ago. Here's some good news for all of us out there, as fuel prices will drop to their lowest level in more than 2.5 years at midnight tonight, which will no doubt have a knock-on effect on the inflation outlook. The retail price of 95-octane petrol will decline by R1.14 a litre, 93-octane by R1.06, and diesel by R1.13 and R1.14 a litre. That's 18% less than October last year and the lowest since February 2022. South African stocks are having their strongest third quarter for 11 years, and insiders say there's more to come. The all-share index is up around 10% over the 3 months, with 13 record closing highs in the process and outpacing a rally in the MSCI Emerging Market Index. But looking at the JSE yesterday, you wouldn't have believed me. Lower commodity prices dragging the minor counter down, so with it came the all-share down 1.2% to 86,548, and the top 40 down 1.25% to 78,506. More records on Wall Street saw it closing the month and the quarter on a high. The Dow was marginally up 0.04%, but the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq were up 0.4%. London's FTSE closed down 0.2%. Markets mixed in Asia this morning, with Tokyo up 1.5%, Sydney down 0.6%, and Hong Kong up 2.5%. The rand a little softer this morning, currently at 17.29 to the dollar, 23.12 to pound sterling, and 19.25 to the euro. The euro unchanged to the dollar at 111.36. Commodities softer, with gold at $2,635, platinum at $992, Bitcoin now at $63,581, and a barrel of Brent crude, $71.53.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.